51. A husband who works at a meteorological observatory comes home to his official residence on its premises to have lunch. Editors from publishing companies and reporters from newspapers visit his wife every day, calling her sensei, sensei. The husband is the one to serve tea. I just came back home to eat lunch, but I couldn't help but bite my lip when I saw my wife surrounded by the editors and reporters. All right, then. I guess I'll try writing something, too. This is what writer Jiro Nitta recalled during a dialogue with someone. Nitta said he had this feeling in 1949 when his wife Tei Fujiwara's novel, Nagareru Hoshi wa Iketeru, The Shooting Stars Are Alive, became a bestseller. Thinking about the hardships endured by the family around the end of World War II, the scene of a peaceful lunch like those found in comedy about human nature touches the heart all the more sweetly. Her three children were at age 6 and 3, as well as a 1-month-old. There must be many people who know from Fujiwara's book about the story of being torn apart from her husband in Manchuria, which is now part of northeastern China, and her hardship in returning to Japan with her three children. Fujiwara has passed away at 98. The title of Fujiwara's book is said to have come from the line of a song whose songwriter is unknown. She heard it and hummed to herself during her escape. Someday, I will be able to see you again. I am sure I will be able to see you again. Look, tonight again, the shooting stars are alive. For families that have been torn apart, this must be an eternal song of prayer. All at once, it brings before our very eyes the faces of the families of those abducted by North Korea.